At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, it's a busy holiday week, and during this week, we are bringing you a look back at some of the most compelling stories and conversations we've covered for you in 2024. It's 24 in review. If you enjoy the Chad Daybell, John and Elena story, we have some interesting audio for you in just a few moments as the sixth week of the Chad Daybell murder trial commenced with continued testimony from FBI tactical specialist Nicole Heidemann, who presented a series of deeply personal text messages between Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow. The messages, laden with intimate and romantic content, are the heart of the prosecutor's case, highlighting the intense relationship between the two amidst ongoing legal proceedings. In the courtroom, under the oversight of Judge Stephen Boyce, Chad Daybell, donning a light checkered shirt and tie, listened as his interactions with Lori Vallow were scrutinized. The prosecution, led by Fremont County Prosecutor Lindsay Blake, delved into messages that not only expressed affection, but also contained explicit romantic plans. One particular text that caught the courtroom's attention involved a metaphorical and suggestive reference made by Chad, which Heidemann explained during her testimony, discussing the intensity of their connection. Chad wrote about his arousal.
Ms. Heidemann, do you recognize those two pages?
Yes, I do.
Do those, in fact, appear to be a portion of a report written by you?
Yes, they are.
And, Your Honor, these portions, well, actually, I will clarify, were these pulled from either the Lolly Time or the Lori for Style at iCloud?
I believe these are from the Lolly Time.
And, Your Honor, we have previously stipulated to admit the contents of the Lolly Time iCloud account. And based on that, my intent was to simply have Ms. Heidemann read a few excerpts from these messages.
Any objection to proceeding in that manner, Mr. Pryor?
No objection, Judge.
Okay. The witness may do so.
And Ms. Heidemann, looking at the first page there, that bottom text, can you indicate the date and time on that text?
August 9th, 2019 at 9:29:47 p.m. UTC minus 6.
And who was the message sent from?
It's actually from a 515 number attributed to Chad.
And who was it going to?
Lori.
And can you read just the last two sentences, starting with "he kissed"?
He kissed her deeply as their breathing slowed. They entwined their bodies and held each other tightly before soon beginning another powerful round of pleasurable bonding.
And then if you turn to that next page, can you indicate the date and time that first message was sent?
And it's on August 9th, 2019 at 9:36:03 p.m. in UTC minus 6 time.
And can you tell who it is being sent from and who it is being sent to?
This one is from Lori to Chad.
And could you read it into the record, including the emojis, please?
That is pretty incredible. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. The fire is definitely burning. The memories. Heart, heart, heart. I miss you way too much. You have to stop or I might explode.
And then can you indicate the date and time on the next message?
August 9th, 2019. At 9:38:27 p.m. UTC minus 6.
And who did the message appear to be sent from and to whom was it going?
Again, from Lori to Chad.
And could you read the content into the record?
The intensity of each encounter in my mind, one greater than the last. Oh my, fire emoji, fire emoji, especially this last one. I've never loved you more, heart. It just keeps growing. Kiss emoji.
And then that next one, if you could indicate the date and time.
August 9th, 2019 at 9:39:54 p.m. in UTC minus six time.
And who did it appear to be being sent from and to whom was it going?
From Chad to Lori.
And could you please read it into the record?
I completely agree. We were definitely in new territory in your bedroom.
And then the following message?
On August 10th, 2019 at 4:38:08 p.m. in UTC minus six time.
And who did it appear to be going from and who was it being sent to?
From Chad to Lori.
Can you read it into the record?
Elena's magic hand has gripped the storm and they stare into each other's eyes, barely able to breathe as intense waves wash over them.
And through the investigation, did you learn what storm was a name for?
It appeared to be a name for Chad's penis.
It appeared to be a name for Chad's penis. Chad kind of smirked in the courtroom when that happened, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to throw that in. I didn't quite know where to add it. I didn't want to put it before we went to the storm definition. But, you know, I'm a huge weather nerd. I love anything weather. And as soon as I heard about the storm, I'm just like, you know, the next time there's a tornado warning or watch or a storm warning, that's the first thing that's going to pop into my head.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt. There's another line in, and I just sent you the full Chandler Police Department copy of all this. It's the full.
Oh, I can't freaking wait.
It's the full thing that we will do a dramatic reading of on tomorrow's show. So buckle up, kids, and be careful driving, because you never know just how turned on you might get as we read the text messages of Chad Daybell and Lori Vallo. There is, I'm trying to find, I'm just throwing this here into text because I want to find, there's another line in here. This will be kind of a teaser for tomorrow. And I know the term, but I want to find the context of it. Where we go.
Okay.
Oh, where is it? It's not pulling up because it's a PDF. I believe the word loin fire is used.
Oh, God, it sounds like something you get after eating some really spicy Mexican food.
Yeah. I believe it's loin fire. It's something. Yeah. Loin fire. Yep.
Oh, boy. You know, these are things that are just better left. Well, and granted, we weren't supposed to know about all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, this was a private conversation, but now that the general public knows about it, it's, I feel
icky,
dirty.
Yeah. Yeah. Without a doubt. God, the context of it is really good too. It's like, and in a, otherwise known as loin fire. It's
oh, just God. Like, what? You might want to get that checked. There's got to be a medication for that.
Oh, I know. The days preceding also explored the couple's interest in malachite, which is a type of metal, with the prosecution suggesting that the searches for the mineral were tied to their broader plans and activities. And rightfully so as well. The defense, led by John Pryor, countered by highlighting the timing of these searches, noting that Chad's interest in malachite began before his acquaintance with Lori, challenging the implications of their shared motive. The problem is they both got malachite engagement rings or wedding rings while they were both still married. Oops, I got audio here. I got to turn off the whatever this weird music is that's playing, and I'll play this, talking about when they got their rings. Stand by. Here we go.
Through your review of records, were both Chad and Lori looking for malachite?
They were.
Were those searches occurring when their spouses were still alive?
Yes.
Did Lori and Chad in fact end up married in Hawaii?
They did.
What type of rings did they exchange?
Malachite rings.
Yeah, they actually got them before everybody was dead. So,
ouch.
Further discussion includes Chad's regular attendance at the temple and a series of emails that might indicate another book project was underway. Though Heidemann admitted uncertainty about whether Chad intended these writings for publication. Yeah, I mean, it would have certainly, I think it would have been a bestseller without a doubt. It would have been one of those bestsellers of his that would have just taken the world by loin fire.
Ouch. Do you have an ice pack?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's a circus over there.
Now, would that be an antibiotic or an ointment situation?
Loin fire?
Yeah.
It's probably something you gotta get treated with both, actually, because it's pretty severe. So you gotta take the antibiotic, but then three times a day you have to put the balm, actually. It's a balm that you get. And you put that on the loin fire. And then it keeps Lori away.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.